offensive to them, then why do they say it over and over again?
So Riley said the N-word before you did that morning.
He says it every morning. He calls me nigga. He calls the other kids nigga. He calls himself nigga all the time. Nigga this, nigga that. Nigga, please. Bitch, nigga. Nigga, have you lost your mind? Nigga, check that hoe. Nigga, you bullshitting. Break yourself, nigga. He says it so much, I don't even notice it anymore. Last week in lunch, Riley says to a classmate, can a nigga borrow a french fry? And my first thought wasn't, oh my God, he said the word, the N-word. It was, now how is a nigga gonna borrow a fry? Nigga, is you gonna give it back? I'm telling you, my inside voice didn't talk like that before he got in my class.
Welcome to the Nigga News Podcast, y'all. My name is Othello X. Join me as we dive into the deepest, darkest, and most niggerish corners of the interwebs. Next up.
All right, boys.
Founders of Harlem Capital, Harlem investment firm.
Don't bring your phone out during a meeting, bro.
Most definitely not. Who would do that?
You would.
Okay, brothers.
Hello. Morning.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? Morning. Henry.
I'm Ron.
Nice Ron.
White man walks into the office. These niggas is up.
Nice to meet you, John Henry.
John Henry.
Hi, I'm Jared.
Jared, nice to meet you guys.
Yo, what's good, right. Jared?
Thank you for making the time for us.
No, thank you, man.
No problem.
I'm hating.
Well, I mean, let's get started.
All right. Harlem Capital, we started 3 years ago, actually as an angel syndicate in Jared's living room. And so we were investing.
This white man looking at them like, you mean trap house, right?
Across asset classes, venture, small business, and real estate. Our hypothesis was there's probably a lack of funding for diverse founders because there's a lack of diverse investors.
And right.
So our mission became to invest in 1,000 diverse founders over the next 20 years.
Okay.
Shit, y'all got to hit up Nigga News then.
I'm diverse as a motherfucker.
Yo, this white man just nodded like, right, so that's what you're about, huh?
Okay, that data.
Diversity.
The numbers very clearly validated our hypothesis.
My daughter's dating a diverse fella.
Hypothesis. Here you have a very large sample set of about 50,000 collected amongst investors and founders.
Damn, yo, these light-skinned niggas came in with the PowerPoints and the hypotheses.
In 2017, roughly $84 billion of capital was invested into venture as an asset class. And just 2% of that, just a little north of 2% of that, made its way to minorities and women. So when you look on the left
and women.
Here, this shows the venture capital investors by race, and you can see that 86% of VCs are whites, and so there's a
certain Yo, this dude saying it like he's telling this man he got cancer. He's like, yo, you are a white devil, part of the problem. And your results are showing that you've been that since inception.
Bias there to invest also in their white counterparts.
Not surprising. I haven't let a black in my office in well.
Now, on the right hand, this bias also exists by gender. So you can see 91% of investors are male.
Right.
We're raising a...
He's like, yeah. I mean, like, who else are you going to trust with the money and all?
$25 million fund. We plan to make 30 investments. We're going to mostly invest in seed stage companies.
Okay,
and we'll
also
opportunistically do Series A. Our check size will be anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million. And then we're focused on backing disruptive companies founded by women and diverse entrepreneurs.
We go with the founders are essentially non-white male, but we have a particular emphasis on Latinos, African-American, and women-founded companies.
He didn't even say Latinx. These diverse niggas ain't even woke.
If there's like two founders, one of each, is that... If there's a woman or minority or
that would qualify.
Yeah, this white man asking if he could get a twofer. He's like, if I hire a bitch, then she's also a black bitch, and she's gay. Have I cured racism?
Color in the company would qualify. In the founder's class would qualify.
Sure,
but yeah. It usually tends to be the CEO. Or the main founder, it has to be one of those.
Okay.
And
there are plenty of savvy founders growing sizable businesses and are returning capital to investors.
The impact is...
Yo, but why would nigga look down afterwards, look back at his papers like a bar? Like, say it with your chest.
It's really what you're doing.
Say it with your chest.
As a diversity firm.
Yep.
Investing and creating opportunity for businesses that are run...
A diversity firm.
By diverse...
Okay.
That's right.
Founders and CEOs. The business itself.
Why aren't they a money firm, though? You know, I'm just playing white devil's advocate.
It doesn't have to have an impact itself.
Correct.
It can be
Correct.
It could be impactful, mm-hmm. but it could be also just a Correct. Standard business.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We think about doing well and doing good at the same time.
Okay, that's true.
This white man's like, well and good. Kid, pick one. Come on.
Great. That's good.
Okay. Either going to make money.
19, we think that we're better at helping companies grow and getting them to the next stage rather than getting them off the ground. So we actually do like to have companies that have product market fit. And we think that increases our chances of success.
Do you want to lead or do you care?
We do want to lead the majority of our seed deals. And as we think about why we're choosing $25 million and 30 investments, that kind of gets the opportunity to the point
where
we
can. Damn, what's your cut though?
Lead. Usually charging on average. These niggas got it. Some other things we look at Squad are goals. Passion, vision, and self-awareness with founders. We also like founders that are coachable as well as they have a really good sense of their market.
They're like Robert F. Smith light, like all of them combined, you know what I mean? They're like, okay, here's some suggestions about how you could improve your business. But Robert F. Smith coming in there like, hey, we're having a full buyout.
Founder says, hey, there's no competitors. It's probably not true. You're at least disrupting somebody. And so we want you to know who that is.
Coachability is something that you really have to struggle with sometimes.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Y'all niggas can't coach me. Better not come up here unless you got that check. You know
Behind
what I'm saying?
This is not saying for that nigga news. Not saying. And our fund Great. Model, if you'd like to look through it. But we'd love to have L&M on or you as an individual on as a formal investor of ours.
Oh, so now it comes to it. That's what you blackies wanted, huh?
Thank you. This is great.
Great publicity for my firm. I mean, we fucked over a lot of niggas over the years, and I think this could really start turning around public
presentation.
Behavior.
You guys did it succinctly.
And he's like, succinctly, y'all didn't say nigga once.
I have a daughter who just started a company, so I'm.
Oh shit, his daughter. How do we call this shit?
Issues of
with diversity.
At least women in the business.
Sure.
And probably even much more difficult for people of color because there was even far less.
Yo, my man said probably. He's like, I don't want to admit it, but.
On the investment side. And there is no question a coordination between, you know, just networking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who you network, who you know. Even if you're well-intentioned, you're networking with people that you grew up with, that you know, and that you know, that you socialize with. And oftentimes there's not as much overlap as there should be. In ethnicity and even in gender. It could be a great impact. And I'm glad to hear that you're doing it with the idea of investing in companies that you think are going to be profitable. I think it's a really important area of...
Yo, these niggas nodded like, but the bag though? But the bag though?
Venture capital in particular, so...
You gonna give us the
I
bag though?
I commend you guys for...
Thank you.
For taking... And it's... And you got a long road ahead of you, too.
It's like you're fucking black, eh? It's not going to be easy.
There have been good returns in the VC area. It takes a long time. And growing the funds to scale is hard. But I think if you're patient, I think there's really an opportunity. So.
I know we're in this for the long haul.
Well, this is great. I'm very interested. So I will go through this. But I'm going to invest. And the question is how much I invest. I saw that the institutional minimum is 500. The individual minimum is 100.
That's correct.
This is great. I enjoyed the opportunity, and I look forward to spending the next 10 years watching you.
Those better be bands, though. 100 bands, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Run your entire business with Zoho One.
The fuck? The Yo, y'all putting ads business. On nigga news now?
He's been bad.
We all bleed the same.
That's right.
We all bleed the same. Yeah.
Because he's
Enter Q on White House. Lynette Hardway and Rochelle Richardson, two black sisters, sit at the Oval Office, probably with Donald J.
Very patriotic. He loves this country. Mm-hmm. He loves America. Yep. Yes. And he loves Americans.
Yes.
Here's my last thing. I want
to. This girl said. Here's my last thing. What I say, we won't think about how much I love
Everybody
this country.
Make sure that you vote right. So you won't get left.
No, wait, she said vote white?
Vote red.
Vote red for that nigga blood that this man will spill.
Remove every Democrat by voting them out.
Kill them niggas. Kill them Hillary ass Clinton all ass.
Wow. I'm silk with diamond and silk.
Okay. Now she the classy sister. You know what I mean?
Usually house nigga type. Usually a quiet one and a silent one, but you know, silent can be violent. Allow me to say this first. I want to say thank you for allowing me as a black woman, a seat at the table.
Oh, okay. This is a lot, old job. If y'all didn't know, ooh, girl.
Because
ooh,
this
get
would
it
not have happened under Obama administration.
Now, how that happened? How'd that happen, Brown Obama? He got a black wife, but he don't sit at the same table as a black wife.
It happened under Trump administration.
That's right. True.
You know, they always
no,
say,
Shelley, wrong.
That, well, he's a little rough around the edges. Oh. I always reply back and letting them know that we need those rough edges to cut through all of the BS that's going on the Hill in Congress.
Yeah. Okay, Rochelle.
That's not gonna go along just.
Yo, Trump quiet as shit. You know, I'm just gonna let this sister talk. Aunt Jemima, take me home. Edges.
We need somebody that don't have a problem with going toe to toe against the status quo.
That's right.
That's exactly what you did, Mr. President. We're in the middle. Diamond and Silk is in the middle of writing a book, Uprising, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You know, while we're writing this book, there's little things that's coming back to us because we've been in this since 2015, from day one. And as we're writing, I'm looking at a lot of different things. Mr. President, we've come a long way.
Yes.
A long ways at winning, that's and right. winning.
Oh, and I see the mountaintop.
You know what? They sing the song, I Don't Feel No Ways Tired.
Yeah.
But I haven't got tired of winning.
Oh, Jesus, no.
President, I love you from the bottom of my heart. Yes. And November the 3rd, 2020, you will be the president of the United
States. Oh, this is some monkey shit. This is some monkey shit, Rochelle. It's some monkey shit, Rochelle.
You know, my wife, the first lady, said, this is a long time ago now. It's like 4 years ago. She said,
I will call immigration and tell them that I am illegal, Trump, unless you take those kids off the wall.
Two people that she was watching on the internet. They're the most incredible two people she's ever seen.
Wow.
I said, big deal. What is it? Now she said, you have to see this. And I saw it, I guess, for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And I watched them, and they had such a
spirit. Yo, this nigga said, wow.
And they were for me before I was even running. they were so early. And you have been such great friends.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. And Candace, I will say that you're another one.
Yeah.
She saw you too.
Candace is another one. One of those blacks that I would fuck.
And I just saw somebody with the fastest, sharpest mouth and mind, by the way. You know,
that's true, though. Candace Owens is bad.
A lot with fast mouths, but they don't have. And
Trump said he got a lot of experience, good fast mouths.
I said, let me take a look, and I looked, and it was a long time ago already. You were really young. You were really young.
But I liked it, Candace. I liked it.
But we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody in this room, and people have made such progress, and we're making tremendous progress. You know, something that happened recently that the press doesn't write about, but
tell us, bro.
Every year, a group of wonderful people from the black colleges and universities would come up to my office. A lot of people, 40, 35, 50 one year.
And I would call the police on them because I was not letting that nigga shit happen in my office.
And after the second year, I said, how come you keep coming back?
We keep calling the cops on you. You know, I don't like niggas.
And they came back for money, Gideon. Money.
Because if there's anything a nigga loves.
And I said, why do you have to come back? Other colleges have money. You don't come back every year. And one of the gentlemen who's a great guy from one of the schools, good school, very good school.
I tell you the name, but something about Blackie, Black House.
He said, we come back because we have to. Because we need money, and we come back, and other schools don't have to because. They want us to come back every single year. They want us to beg. Use that word. They want us to beg. And I said, because I was straight. You know, it was the first year they came, and I didn't think anything unusual. The second year, and they come into the Oval Office, and big group. I heard of almost every one of the colleges and universities. And after the third year, I said, you know.
Before I continue with my message, Thank you, Sister Avanti. $10 coming on the Cash App. Thank you, sister. Next time, make it 20. But thank you for that 10.
I know Pip Hand.
Barely had that. Thank you, sister.
You barely had that.
Before I continue with my message, thank you, Sister Avanti. $10 coming on the Cash App. Thank you, sister. Next time, make it 20. But next time, make it 20. But thank you for that 10. I know you barely had that. Thank you, sister.
You barely had that, bitch. You barely had
donations.
That.
Donations. 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 Gifts. 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 More gifts. More gifts.
Thank you for joining me on the Nigga News Podcast. This has been Othello X. Keep it locked on Nigga News. .com